welcome back to my house, Rosie on the House, where we're highlighting in the 7 o'clock hour this morning, Gila County. 8 o'clock hour, of course, we'll have Mr. John J. Harper in answering your questions on landscape and garden. We have Julie Murphy coming in as well from the Farm Bureau, right? She'll be in with John J. as well. And then in the 9 o'clock hour, of course, it'll be open hour. You can call in with any question you might have about any project you're trying to tackle. And in the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about housing your parents. And it's becoming a big trend. And we're going to talk about it at 10 o'clock hour. It's actually what we wrote about in our Arizona Republic article in the home section today. So in all of that, between now and 11 o'clock, you hear us talking about anything that you'd like to join the conversation on. You're welcome to join us by dialing 1-888-767-4348.
You know, y'all, we're talking about Payson and Gila County and everything. And places to stay. I really have not stayed at a lot of places in that area. When we go up there in the past, all I think about is camping. You know, that was the quick, easy place to get out of town in Boy Scouts, that you were up in the pines within 90 minutes. And you know, I think about Horton Springs.
Yeah.
I think about Oak Creek, not Box Canyon.
Yeah.
Camp Geronimo, of course. Yeah. That's not exactly camping, but right there on the rim, they've got Boy Scouts RBRCs up there, off the control road. Recently with the Crawfish Festival, the Tonto Village right off the control road, we get pretty spoiled by a cabin back there and the Double D Bar and Grill right there off of the control road.
That's right. That's, yeah.
That's, you know, all the manzanitas right there just below the rim. Man, that's just some beautiful country. And you talk about feeling small, looking up at the stars. When you get up into that, some of that remote country in the tall pines and you can't see the sky and you've got no navigation. I mean, that'll make you feel pretty small and insignificant too.
Well, and when we started introducing the kids to camping up in that particular area, there were half as many people in Arizona as there are now. Portions of the rim road are now paved. It was never paved. I mean, you could go up and you could pitch a tent on the edge of the rim, waking up and going to bed, that spectacular view, looking at all those stars in the sky, and not even see another camper. Now you go up there on weekends, and man, it's like wall to wall, generators, barking dogs, everybody's got to be playing their music.
Yeah, that intersection going through Payson on a weekend.
That's now
or
that
260 and 87 intersect.
It can be backed up all the way back to the rodeo grounds.
Oh, easy.
At the Matazel Casino.
Easy, easy. But I will say one area we do stay when we go for the rodeo is the Majestic Mountain Inn, because the rooms are huge. And so it gives all the kids a room to lay out, spread out, not feel like they're tripping on each other. And, I mean, it's like $100.
That's when you're up there for the rodeo?
it is. And it's got a fireplace in it and just a great place if you've got a large family.
And lots of history up there. Lots of great places to stay and see, for sure.
Speaking of history, we certainly had a busy one for presidents this week. Looking back, starting back in 1881, on March 4th, Abraham Lincoln was inaugurated.
81?
1861.
What did I say? 61, yeah. You said 81.
Sorry, I've got two things going on here. I'm focused now on this day in history. So, 16th president, pretty easy. Rutherford B. Hayes. What number president do you think he was?
Oh, I don't
That's
know.
That's not a name that I even tried to look up something significant that people would remember or know. Nothing.
Not a standout.
No. That was the 19th president. So just a few years later, in 1877. Then in 1933, FDR became the 32nd president in this week in history. Going back a little bit farther in U.S. history, do you remember the details of the Boston Massacre that actually happened today, March 5th, 1770?
I do not remember a lot of details. I know it was the beginning of the trouble with the Redcoats.
Well, the physical trouble.
Yes.
This had been building up and boiling for a while. And it started by there was a lone redcoat on station guarding a building. And it's hard to believe, but yes, on March 5th in that year, they had snow. It wasn't a warm year like this year. And they just started throwing snowballs at the redcoat. So he called for backup. And the guys that had shown up for backup had been in a scuffle with these guys a week earlier. So everyone's tempers were real short and fused, and shots started breaking out. So what started out was a simple snowball fight. If he had just thrown a few snowballs back and had a good time, it probably would have just been a whole different change in history. But, Chisholm Trail, I always wondered where it got that name. It was from a man, Jesse Chisholm. He actually died this week in 1868. And it's very famous for being a cattle trail, but he was not a cattleman. He was a frontier tradesman. So he had actually blazed that trail to open lines of trades from the one side of America to the next. The Indian trade wasn't exactly a blazed trail. So but Jesse was. He was half Indian, half Scottish.
Interesting. I did not know that.
As his mother was Cherokee and his dad was Scottish. But I don't look at Chisholm and think of that as a Scottish name, do you?
I don't either.
So shows you how much I know. Anyway, Dr. Seuss was born this week. President Herbert Hoover signed the Congressional Act making the Star Spangled Banner the official national anthem. Up until 1931, we didn't have one. And so it took a little over 120 years after getting penned before it became the national anthem. And I tell you what, I cannot hear that song without getting goosebumps.
Yep, me neither.
Every time.
Yep.
Every time. Ronald Reagan and Nancy Davis were born this week in a Los Angeles church called Brown Church in the Valley. What's that?
They're married.
What'd I say?
Born.
Oh, yeah. Good catch. And also, going on at the same time in New York, by a decision of 6-3, the Supreme Court upholds a law prohibiting communism from being taught in schools.
Interesting.
That's a ruling I would agree with.
Yeah. Yeah, my house, things change in a short period of time.
I'll tell you, one of the things I wanted to do in my trip to Green Valley, I've never been to the Titan Missile Silo Museum there in Green Valley. And they say if you're a student or of history and you just are interested in that Cold War era, it's a pretty interesting museum to get to. And I spent 3 hours looking for the phone that I lost. And
didn't have time for that.
Didn't have time to go to the museum.
Well, two notable things. In 1977, Dial a President radio program aired.
I remember that.
Do you?
Yeah.
I had to grab that one because it was radio. And here we are. Jimmy Carter and Walter Cronkite did a 20-minute practice session, opened up the lines for 2 hours to take calls from America. And they got 9 million calls to CBS radio in that
Was that the first one of its kind, I bet?
That was the only one. They never did it again, although it was considered a great success. It never happened again.
That was the first presidential election I voted in.
Now, here's the most significant thing on this day in history. In 1966, Ford celebrated their 1 millionth Mustang off the line.
And I'll tell you what.
It was white convertible Mustang.
Oh, man.
Wonder how many they've sold at this point.
I don't know, but I don't think there's a better-looking car on the road than that new Mustang. Man, that's good-looking. And we've got some staycation winners that have actually taken a couple Mustangs out.
Would you take the new one over a vintage historic convertible?
Boy, Romy, can I have one of each?
So you and Mom drive, and then every time you stop for gas, you switch. Is that the deal?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think he'd let me drive.
I would like about a 1972 short bed F-150 with a V8 standard transmission. I'd like a vintage pickup truck, but I think I'd like the new Mustang.
New convertible.
Every time we go over, I have to pull him off the car. But we had our last staycation winner actually took the beautiful Ford Mustang. It was Paul and his daughter Annie looking for some father-daughter bonding time, and they went up north, went and visited out of Africa, the wildlife park in Camp Verde.
Isn't that awesome that we can put together something like that for a family like that? We get so many great letters from people that are on the staycation.
Yeah, people have just had a blast, and they stayed at the Best Western Plus Inn of Sedona. best views in the valley. And
of the Red Rocks. It's gorgeous.
Beautiful little porches, and you can sit out there, a little fire, look out over there. Oh, my gosh, just gorgeous. And then they had a nice basket of treats from Sphinx Date Ranch to accompany them on their way.
Well, and I think it was just the week before we had another couple go to the Best Western Plus in Sedona, and that's where they had spent their honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
So they were reliving their anniversary there, all as a part of the staycation.
And they got a fantastic basket from Designing Women of Arizona, just a celebratory basket.
All right, so the Arizona Staycation is brought to you by Sanderson Ford. You register for it at rosieonthehouse.com. And the way it works is you put your name in. Once a month, we pull a winner. We notify you, and then you start putting your calendar together as to when you'd like to get away. We have 18 lodging partners throughout the state of Arizona. We find out where in the state you want to go. We make arrangements that the lodging is free. Jennifer throws a Visa gift card or American Express gift card on the seat of the car. We get a gift basket from either Sphinx Date Ranch or Coyote Ode Cookies or the Designing Women. And then we throw a couple of Arizona Highway books and magazines and maps on the seat. We put it all in a rosy bag, and it's all there waiting for you to pick up the car of your choice from Sanderson Ford's demo lot. So off you go, onto your own little vacation, according to your time frame, whenever it is you want to get away. We're having a blast with this feature at rosieonthehouse.com. Thank you, Sanderson Ford, Arizona Highways, and the Arizona Office of Tourism for all that they all do to help us pull that off every single month. Remember, you can only register for it one place, rosieonthehouse.com. We'll be back right after this.